For many women, getting their hair cut means going to the same stylist every 6 weeks for years or even decades. In an effort to take advantage of those enduring ties, the Wyoming Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault is training beauticians to recognize the signs of abuse and how to help. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen reports, getting the program off the ground is slow going.
The Cut It Out training is a national program designed to teach cosmetologists how to recognize signs of abuse and dynamics of domestic violence, and how to respond in a way that is healthy and supportive. Katie Hughes works for the Wyoming Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Today, she's leading a free webinar for beauty professionals working in the state.
This is pretty exciting for me to be able to offer this.
The training boils down to two categories: the signs of domestic violence and sexual abuse, and resources hairdressers can share with clients. Hughes is on the phone, hoping to reach people in the far corners of Wyoming. But right now, only two people have called in, including myself.
I feel like the fewer people, almost the better when we're talking about domestic violence and sexual assault. So I'm totally up for giving a training just for the three of us today, if you guys are both interested.
We agree to continue with the training, and for the next 90 minutes, Hughes leads us in discussion on the unique position stylists hold because of the close physical contact they have with clients on a regular basis.
Beauty professionals really do have the ability to see changes in survivors and then to really be able to say, like, hey, I'm worried about you. Do you need help? Is there something that I can do or offer you that would support you in being safe?
The low turnout is at odds with the reaction it got on Facebook. Over 140 people liked the coalition's post. But the one hairdresser who participated in the webinar is eager to learn. Her name is Paige Elliott. She works at Vision Salon in downtown Laramie, right by the train tracks.
Hey, hi.
How are you?
Paige.
That's me.
Hi.
Nice to meet you finally.
Yeah.
Elliot shows me her workspace. She has decorated it with photos.
And that is my son. He's 5, and just my family.
What's your son's name?
Owen.
Elliot has been a hairdresser for 8 years now, with a steady and loyal customer base of women, including Katie Hughes, the woman who led the training. In fact, Elliot is one of the reasons the coalition is bringing the Cut It Out program to the state. During one haircut, Elliot asked Hughes how they could make it available to her and other beauticians.
Katie just kind of took off with it.
But getting other hairdressers to participate in the training has been nearly impossible.
Nobody's directly told me no. They're like, oh yeah, that sounds good. I want to do that. I want to be involved. But then, you know, when it comes time to show up for the training, they're not there.
In some of the online hairdresser groups that Elliot is in, she's seen a lot of negative comments.
They don't feel like this is part of their job. They don't get paid enough. They don't want to be involved. They don't want to put themselves in danger.
Elliot says that's similar to how she used to see things.
I had a client that had sent me an article maybe 2 years ago about this training, and a lot of those things were the first things that I thought.
After some discussions, Elliot changed her mind.
Hearing more about it, reading more about it, talking to Katie about it, I'm like, this is our job just as human beings, you know, and just the fact that it's important to me that they're safe.
Elliot thinks opposition to the training stems from misunderstanding what it is.
It's not about being a counselor. It's not about being a domestic violence professional. It's just about, you know, if somebody needs help, maybe we can point them in the right direction.
The coalition's Katie Hughes says there are other barriers. When she called some salons to offer the training, sometimes they hung up on her.
I think people thought that I might have been a telemarketer. Sometimes I think it's just because the coalition's name is really long.
Hughes says those people might not be familiar with the coalition, so they might not understand why she's calling. If they don't hang up, she tells them the Wyoming Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault is a nonprofit organization working to end violence. But maybe the biggest hurdle, Hughes says, is the stigma around domestic violence and sexual assault.
Traditionally, domestic violence has been seen as a private family matter that could be taken care of silently within the family itself.
Hughes says shifting that view will be difficult, but not impossible. So she's pushing forward with the program, and the coalition will continue to put on the trainings, even if only one hairdresser signs up. For more information, visit their website at wyomingdvsa.org. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.